All right, it is time for us to check the forecast here on Robinhood Radio, and that means it's time for us to head to the weather center and let's see if Anthony's there. Good morning.
Good morning, Marshall.
You're
here, ready to go over the weather, two of my favorite things. Well, sports and weather. Weather is one of them for sure.
Well, we got our big thunderstorms yesterday around here.
Yeah, and we did get took it on the chin across eastern New York, and Connecticut was where most of the action was, in fact, especially across Ulster County, and many areas saw some tree limbs down, some branches down across southeast New York. It was actually worse a little bit north, Marshall, around Albany and Saratoga up to our north. They got worse damage up there. In Connecticut, there were some funnel clouds spotted, and so no confirmed tornadoes from yesterday. I don't think there were any. It was just those, you know, what we call straight line winds. You know, those thunderstorms
Yep.
develop and strong winds ahead of them, you know, and in the storms themselves, you know, gust 50, 60, 70 miles an hour, and cause those damage.
Are those called straight line winds or just storm winds?
Yeah, we usually call them straight line winds. There's some other fancy meteorological nomenclature like downbursts, microbursts. So I don't think that was too common. It was really more just strong winds generated by the thunderstorms themselves. And like if it turns into a, you know, a funnel and rotates around, that's of course a tornado. But we didn't quite see that.
All right, so now, so the thunderstorms that we get today, is the activity going to be like yesterday, later in the afternoon, or can they just pop up anytime?
Yeah, more like they'll pop up anytime this afternoon, as it's the same front that moved through yesterday, but it's starting to weaken, but it's not in a big hurry to move away. So we're going to have this humidity overhead, and the instability of the atmosphere will trigger some of those thunderstorms in the afternoon, and it could still be locally severe. So we might see a few more reports of some wind damage and also, so of course, heavy rain, although it won't be as widespread as it was yesterday. And so that'll last, you know, scatter this afternoon and into tonight, and then it's going to be out of here. So this front will wash out. And we're going to watch a high pressure, big high pressure over Quebec dominate our weather tomorrow, beginning tomorrow, right through the weekend.
All right, so that's the way it looks then. So the weekend looks okay. Maybe a nice Saturday and Sunday combo.
Yeah, so one of the last weekends of the summer. It's going to be, I give it a perfect 10 for you on Saturday. And I'd like to give it a 10 on Sunday, although we might have a passing shower coming down from the north. But I give it still about a 9 out of 10. It's not going to bug you too much. And so this is going to be one of the best weekends of the summer.
All right, and so enjoy it while we've got it, folks, because you know it's not going to be long till we go through fall and then head into winter. You know, it's already darker in the morning and darker in the afternoon. You know that all that stuff is happening to us now. You know, already.
Yeah, it would be nice if, you know, and over in China, they have some, they developed the technology to even control the weather a little bit, or like make it rain, things like that. It'd be nice if we could control the seasons and just, you know, eliminate winter like almost completely.
I don't know if I want somebody to control the weather. I don't think I want that at all.
We should put a giant dome over America and, you know, and shelter us from the cold that comes around here.
I don't know about that. Controlling the weather's a you've watched too many science fiction movies, young man. Time for you to get your head out of the clouds. All right. Well, so then we've got the thunderstorms to deal with off and on today, and not we don't worry about the thunderstorms of tomorrow, right?
No, I think tomorrow will just the any thunderstorms will end overnight, and we'll have, you know, clouds in the morning and giving way to sun. And you'll notice around this time tomorrow the humidity levels dropping, because today we're going to still be in the muggy air, but that humidity will, you'll notice that drop as we go through the day. So when you walk home or, you know, drive home with your window down, you're going to feel that nice air.
Well, you know, see, we want this to work out because the Dutchess County Fair is on. It started earlier this week, and it runs through this weekend. Of course, the Columbia County Fair is coming up, but then you have the Goshen Fair, which is Labor Day weekend, and then you have the big Labor Day weekend at Lime Rock Park, the Concours d'Elegance. It's an amazing throwback in time. The weather this weekend and the next two weekends after that are very important for you guys to deliver good weather.
Yes, and I will deliver for you this weekend. And when you know who will be back next week, so Pat will do his best to deliver for the weekend after. Is that Labor Day weekend?
I don't think so. I have no idea. Probably, but I don't think so. Let me see here. Hang on. Hang on a second. Every day is Labor Day to me.
I think it is because it's the first. It's the earliest.
Monday, September 2nd is Labor Day.
Labor Day.
Monday, September 2nd. There you go. So you'll be working that day.
Yes, I will be, in fact. And we're watching the tropics too, Marshall. Quick, we had a tropical storm form early. I think it was yesterday. It lasted about 12 hours. A tropical storm Chantal. It formed well south of Nova Scotia, you know, way out in the ocean, and dissipated. But it means the tropics are starting to heat up a little bit. So we're gonna watch. There's a little area near the Bahamas I'm watching.
Yeah.
That the Hurricane Center is also watching. Doesn't look too threatening right now. It's going to move up towards east of Florida. And other than that, it's quiet, but it is the time of year, and you'll be seeing hurricanes pop up in the next few weeks out in the Atlantic. We'll see it. We know where they go, of course.
All right. Well, have a great day. Look at those charts, those maps, those computers, and we'll check with you mañana.
Will do.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, Marshall.
In the Weather Center this morning, Anthony J. here on Robin Hood Radio.